And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A Parisian theater learned the hard way that virtue signaling comes with a price tag. After hosting a refugee welcome event, the theater found itself occupied by 300 migrants who simply refused to leave. Now facing bankruptcy from months of canceled shows, the venue discovers that progressive idealism doesn't pay bills or cleanup costs. Walgreens continues its exodus from San Francisco, announcing 12 more store closures next month as shoplifting turns pharmacy visits into contact sports. The chain joins the growing list of businesses discovering that operating in a city without law enforcement is an unsustainable business model. Tennessee's House Republicans delivered a unanimous message to NCAA President Charlie Baker: stop sacrificing women's sports on the altar of gender ideology. All 75 members signed a letter highlighting the physical dangers, lost opportunities, and violated privacy rights that come with allowing males into female competition. Speaking of which, the U.S. House passed a Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act with support from precisely two Democrats. Both are representatives from Texas. While 206 of their colleagues insisted protecting women's sports promotes bigotry, these lone voices remembered that biology is not partisan. Apple's board rushed to defend its DEI empire against shareholder attempts to end racial and gender quotas. While other tech giants are dismantling their diversity bureaucracies, Apple insists these programs are essential to operations, though they can't quite explain how engineering depends upon counting color. Global Christian Relief's new persecution report reveals what media won't cover. Nigeria leads the world in Christian martyrdom, with 9,814 believers murdered in the last 2 years. And China tops Christian-related arrests. As we tell you so frequently, please make sure you're continuing to pray for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signed a Parents' Bill of Rights, ensuring schools can't hide gender confusion from families. Progressive groups immediately labeled it the Unsafe Students Act, revealing their belief that parents are the real threat to their own children. And Senate Majority Leader John Thune announced a vote on protecting babies who survive abortion attempts, timing it with the March for Life. The Born Alive Act would require medical care for infants who inconveniently survive procedures meant to end their existence. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.